What can you say other than amen? I was challenged and encouraged in the message this morning. Do you have plenty of water to drink? Or does the well need to be cleaned? I'll open it up this morning. I'm not going to make a lot of comments. I'm going to open it up to you as a church this morning. If you have something you'd like to share this morning, I want to give you some time to do that this morning.
Thank you, John, for that. Talking about water, the place that you caught my attention, you were talking about how some of these religions are empty, and then you said it comes closer home, and I think it does. I know for me, sometimes where I'm tying it together is where you talked about the woman from the well, where Jesus said, if you drink of this well, you're going to get thirsty, but if you drink from the well I give you, you will never thirst. There's going to be a spring of life inside of you. And sometimes that hits closer home. We can look out at the world and say, why are you going after all that kind of stuff? Like, it's not going to satisfy. But how many of me, I know for myself, just talk to myself here, I can get up in the morning and be all excited about my work, and I come home at night and I'm unfulfilled. I'm empty. Or I can get about my next vacation. I know my wife and I, we really love vacationing. That's sort of our love language, I guess. Hunting and fishing and boats and all that kind of stuff, I can just throw out the door. But when you start talking about out west or Alaska or Hawaii, that gets my attention. And so, but afterwards, we come home. Are we fulfilled or are we empty again? So thank you for that. Thank you for the reminder. Let's remember, if we're looking for fulfillment, it's only going to be coming from this well that comes from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know how many of you have been to Belize, but I had quite a little eye-opener. When you get down there, you can't just open the tap and drink out of the water down there. You get these big blue bottles, 5-gallon bottles full of water, and you drink that. And when John said water this morning, the first thing I had to think about was the Belize water. It is stale. There's no life. It tastes okay. It quenches your thirst. But man, was I excited to come home and just open my faucet and drink good water. So I want to say that we are blessed in the United States to have good, amazing quality water, and that I am thankful for. But I had to think as you were talking, John, and thank you for the message this morning, but something that I had to think about, we know where the water of life comes from, but I had to think, what kind of water is flowing out of my life? When I talk to people, when I interact with people throughout the work week, what kind of water do I have? Do I have a Belize water or do I have United States water? Just the thought that came to my mind. I know it's kind of weird, but that's the thought that came. Is it stale or do I have life? Thank you.
All right. If that's it, thank you for sharing this morning. And Jay, I actually had sort of the same thought you did this morning. I know with living in Grenada, sometimes we relied on the city water. Oftentimes there was enough rain that we would fill up the cistern and have plenty of our own water. But during the dry time when it quit raining, we would obviously run low on water. But sometimes after a storm or after it would rain or something, you open up the faucet and what came out was brown mud, nasty water. There was no way you could even wash dishes or do anything with it. That's what came out. I had similar thoughts. And then as John was reading from Revelation 22, it says a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Perfect and wonderful, how great that is. And I too thought back to the woman at the well. Whoever drinks of the water that I have will never thirst again. So let's allow God to fill us and to use us as we go from here this morning. Let's take inventory of our own life and see if there's any dead animals floating that we need to take care of, or is our water pure and clean? So why don't we stand? We'll have a word of prayer. And then after that, maybe Lonnie, if you have a verse of a song, we'll be dismissed after that. God, we thank you and we praise you for your blessing, for your mercy, for your goodness to each and every one of us. God, as we go from here today, I pray that our lights would shine a little bit brighter into the world around us, and that through our talk, through our everyday life, that we would simply be a light to those around us, and that we could maybe be that refreshing, cool drink of water that somebody needs this next week. As they talk to us and as they interact with us, that through the things we say, the things we do, we would just point them back to you and give them that fulfillment that they need. God, I just pray that you'd be with us as we go from here. Grant us safety on the roadways, and I pray that everything we do would be to honor and glorify you. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.